Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Tuesday, August 25th, 2014, and I'm here on a sunny day in Clearwater, Florida, and I think it's getting a little cooler now that it's almost the end of summer and almost autumn. And today we're going to be talking about diet and detox with a health and nutrition coach who is so in agreement with me. I can't believe it. It's just she invited me to be on her podcast, which is how we met. And we just found we had so much in common that I said, oh, Wendy, come over here and be on my show too. So my guest is Wendy Myers, CCHNC. She's a certified holistic health and nutrition coach and the founder, head writer, and chief eating officer of livetoo110.com, livetoo110.com. Hi, Wendy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. We had such a great time on your podcast. And actually, that podcast was recorded, so it's going to be played in the future. So all of you can listen to my podcast on Wendy's website when it happens. You could go to her website at livetoo110.com, sign up for her newsletter, and then you'll find out when I'm going to be on her podcast. So, Wendy, tell us, first of all, tell us about the letters behind your name, CHHC and NC. What do those mean?
Yes, it means a certified holistic health coach. And, you basically get that designation when you attend the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. It's the largest nutrition school in the world. And it's really a wonderful program. It has some of the most amazing teachers there. And it's located in New York. And so it's basically, just a certification where you can, help people, eat healthier and live healthier lives.
And what's the NC?
Oh, the NC is nutrition consultant. I got that when I got certified in hair mineral analysis. So that is just a general name for someone who can consult with others about nutrition. But I'm also getting my master's in clinical nutrition right now as well.
Good. So you know a lot about nutrition. You're trained.
I
know a lot about nutrition, but I don't have letters after my name. So tell us how you got interested in this whole subject of nutrition, diet, and detox.
Well, it started when I got pregnant with my daughter, and I'd always been kind of vaguely interested in nutrition. More to lose weight. I was the Atkins diet and Sugar Busters and books like that. But when I got pregnant, I really had to focus on nutrition because I was eating for two, and I started reading about it, and I thought, why haven't I read more about this before? It's so fascinating. And then, unfortunately, my father was diagnosed with esophageal cancer, and he passed away within 6 months of his diagnosis from his cancer treatment, not the cancer, mind you. It really was a wake-up call to me that I really needed to figure out how not die like that. I just thought, I'm not going to go out like that. So I started reading about what causes cancer and the true underlying causes of it and natural treatments, because I really had so much faith in the Western medical system and was obsessed with it. I loved reading about the latest drugs that were coming out, and I had been reading about, drugs and medicine since I was a teenager because I was just personally interested in it. But I saw how it failed my father, and, and I really felt that the 10 medications he was taking that he had been on for about 10 years, including statins and metformin and many other medications, all contributed to his demise. And then his cancer treatments, radiation and chemo, finally killed him. And so I just set out on a path to figure out how to live a healthier life, and it led me to detox, and why the importance of detox and how it is critical in not becoming a statistic, one of the cancer statistics.
I went through a similar situation in my family where my mother died of cancer and both of my grandmothers. And a doctor at the time, when my mother died, it was the same period of time when I became very sensitive to chemicals and had immune system problems because of my chemical exposure. And I talked to a doctor who said that because my mother and I both had the same exposures. And he said that in me, it showed up as an immune system problem. And in her, it showed up in, as cancer. But it's all the same thing. It all goes back to the toxic chemicals and heavy metals and things that we're exposed to in daily life.
Absolutely.
I understand it. It's, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners, too, have had some kind of illness like that in their families, whether they're parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles or brothers and sisters. I've had three of my friends have cancer. Fortunately, two of them survived. Only one died. But two of them had breast cancer. And so, it, you know, when I was growing up, no, you didn't know anybody who had cancer. And now so many people have cancer.
Yeah, it's frightening. It's one in two people, or one in two men get cancer, and one in three women. I mean, that's a lot. That's a big number.
That is a big number.
It's insane, and there's a reason. It's all cancers and diseases have the same underlying cause, is nutrient deficiencies and heavy metal and chemical toxicity. They all have
totally
different
agree.
Labels.
I totally agree.
Yeah. They just have different disease labels. That's it.
That's right. But it's all, you know, many, many years ago when I started looking at, well, how can I be healthy? I realized that the things that you do to restore your health, like getting good nutrition and not being exposed to toxic chemicals, things like that, those are the things that you can do before you get sick in order to be healthy in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that these things, that's why I decided all those years ago that I was going to educate people, particularly about toxic chemicals, because after I went through being made ill by toxic chemicals and had to recover from that, I said, wait a minute, if I just was not exposed to the toxic chemicals in the first place, then I wouldn't have had to go through all this illness, because removing the toxic chemicals handled the illness. And, you know, so we might as well just start out with good nutrition and a nice clean life, and then we'll all be healthy and happy.
Yeah, and that's my main message to people, is don't wait until you get sick to start tending to your health.
Right.
Because you don't. By the time you manifest symptoms, the disease process has been going on in your body for many years. So don't wait. And that's why I do hair mineral analysis, because it can show imbalances in the body years before you manifest symptoms. And the mistake I think a lot of my own friends make, I use a lot of my friends as guinea pigs, is that I would do, like, my friends that feel good. They live a healthy life, they eat a healthy diet, and they feel good generally, even though, like, everyone has a little bit of fatigue, I think, which is the beginning of the disease process. But I'll explain that later. But they do a hair test, and some of them were really imbalanced. And it's a signal that there are so many things they can do to correct those imbalances on the hair test before they get sick and before they get one of those disease labels or start manifesting symptoms. But a lot of people have this mentality, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that could not be further from the truth. We all have toxic chemicals in our bodies. It's just the question is to what degree.
Yes, that's absolutely true. We all have toxic chemicals in our bodies. We're all going to get sick from them unless we do something to be less exposed to them in the first place and to remove them from our bodies and make sure that our bodies have proper nutrition and other things that we can do in order to support our good health. And during this show, we're going to be talking more about diet, more about detox, and we're coming up very shortly on the break. So I'm not going to ask Wendy another question. I'm just kind of ad-libbing here until we get to the commercial. So you can go to Wendy's website, livetoo110.com, and find out more about her. She's got a lot of the same type of information on her site as I do. We're in complete agreement. So you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers, health and nutrition coach, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers. She's a certified holistic health and nutrition coach, And she has a great website called live2110.com. So that's live2110.com. And she has a lot of great information there that's totally in agreement with what I talk about. And if you sign up for her newsletter, then you'll find out when I'm going to be on her podcast. So, Wendy, let's talk about diet. I know that you talk about the paleo diet, but also say that it's not enough. And I've talked about the paleo diet. I've had other people on the show that are proponents of the paleo diet in different forms. But I'd like the listeners to hear what you have to say about it. And I also have some things I'd like to say about it, but you go first.
Yes. Well, my version of paleo is called modern paleo. And that is, essentially it's, I believe it's not about reenacting the caveman diet. You know, the paleo diet was the diet that Paleolithic man ate about, estimates are from 3.5 to 2.6 million years ago up until about 10,000 years ago. So it's the diet that our bodies were evolutionarily designed to eat. You know, we evolved for millions of years eating meat and vegetables and nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables. And there's a lot of evidence now that Paleolithic man also ate a lot of tubers, depending on where he was from. So potatoes. So, but it's not about reenactment, because we would not have survived as a species had we not adapted to new foods in our environment. And so I believe that people can still eat legumes and grains and dairy and potatoes if they do a food elimination diet and find out which one of those new foods that appear on the horizon since agricultural times about 10,000 years ago, and see if they work for them. Because these are, you know, dairy and legumes and potatoes are incredibly nutritious foods, and there's absolutely no reason to exclude them from the diet if you tolerate them, because many people do. So, you know, a lot of people, they eat a paleo diet, and it doesn't work for them because they're typically may not be getting enough carbohydrates in, because they're excluding grains and sugar and whatnot, and potatoes, which are, so the main source of carbs will be fruit. So if they're not eating enough fruit, they typically can suffer from low thyroid function and have other health issues related to not getting enough carbohydrates, which is, in fact, a nutrient that we need.
Yes. So I had an experience the last few weeks. Anyone who's read my food blog knows that earlier this year, I did a 30-day paleo program that was pretty strict, just the basic meat, vegetables, fruits kind of thing, and no dairy, no grains, no, just like cutting out everything, just basically meat, vegetables, and fruit, and sweet potatoes. I ate sweet potatoes and butter. That was about it. And I lost, I think it was 13 pounds, and my blood sugar went down. And over the 30-day period, that's what happened. And I continued to stay on that diet, but I started doing things like eating other things that are typically allowed on the paleo diet, like chocolate. And, you know, good organic chocolate with nice organic sugar in it. And, you know, things, I started eating more fat because I read about how your body can run on fat instead of running on carbs. And yeah. I thought that was a great idea. And so I ate more fat. I ate chocolate and I started gaining weight and I gained back like 6 pounds. And yeah. I thought this is not going in the right direction. But look, this is a paleo diet. It's like I was basically eating what I was eating before plus more fat and more and chocolate. And so then I kind of struggled with that. But what happened was that I was just, as much as I was struggling with it, and wanting to lose weight again. And, I really was like on this plateau after that, where I was trying to do the right thing, but I wasn't losing weight. And after I stopped eating so much fat, I wasn't gaining weight either. I thought something is wrong here with this picture. But then what happened was that I got a gout attack, and I actually have a history of occasionally getting gout attacks which is what happens when you have too much uric acid that builds up in your body. And it happens when you eat a lot of meat. And so for me to be on a diet where I'm basically eating 3 or 4 ounces of protein 3 times a day,
yeah,
plus vegetables, and that's about it, that didn't balance right with my body. And yeah, I ended up having a gout attack for 3 weeks. During that time, I didn't eat any protein at all. All I ate, I mean, it was just like I couldn't even put an egg in my mouth. I couldn't take a bite of egg. There was one day where I was making scrambled eggs. I was eating 2 eggs a day in the morning for lunch, for breakfast. I took a bite of the egg and I couldn't eat it. I had to spit it out. It's just like my body rejected it. And all I was eating was salad, lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers and olive oil and salt. That's
yeah,
what I ate. And I, because it was the only thing I could get down. And I felt so good. I can't tell you. My energy came up. I felt fabulous. I felt fabulous. Yeah. And I was sitting here with a gout attack in pain. But the rest of my body was feeling great. And I was eating practically nothing.
I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
And the paleo diet, you have to understand, you have to eat the diet that works for your health status at any given time.
Yes.
Because when I have clients that are having liver issues or other kinds of health issues, I advise them to not eat meat and eggs because their livers can't handle it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And whenever people feel like they can't eat meat, or like for you, you couldn't get that egg down, you have to go with that because your body just does not want that, and it won't taste good to you. Foods that your body needs nutritionally will taste amazing to you.
Yes,
because
I've
your body
that.
Needs it, craving
yeah.
it. So for you, when you lost that initial weight, which is very common, when you don't eat a lot of carbohydrates, you shed a lot of water weight. It may not be actual fat, but people shed a lot of water weight because carbohydrates need a lot of water.
I'm going to interrupt you right there because we need to go to break. And I know you have lots more to say on this, and so do I. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Wendy Myers, health and nutrition coach. We're talking about the paleo diet and the right diet for you. We're going to talk about detox when we come back, too. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers, health and nutrition coach. And before the break, we were talking about the paleo diet and how it didn't work for me. And I want to say that the conclusion that I came to was that, you know, we can look at these lists of foods and ideas behind how we should choose these diets. But I think what I and others have done is that we just kind of say, well, here's this recommended diet, and then we follow the diet, where what we really need to be doing is figuring out what is the right diet for our own bodies and our own needs. And it might not be the same diet from time to time in our lives.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Your diet does need to change from time to time. People develop food sensitivities, and then other food sensitivities resolve and go away. If people get cancer, they need to go on a vegetarian or vegan diet to help to treat that. So you really have to look at where you're at and not blindly follow any kind of diet recommendation. But I think that the paleo template is the basis. It's the basic template that people should begin with to design their own personalized diet, because it is in line with our body's physiological nutrient requirements.
Well, what I really like about the paleo diet is that I learned many, many years ago to look to nature for inspiration and information about how to be healthy and how to live, because we have all these industrial ideas from living in an industrial consumer society, and yet nature does things differently. And so what I like about the paleo diet is that it takes you out of eating all these processed foods and says, just eat food as it is in nature. But I think that it, in some ways, it's too restrictive, and that this is why I like your approach of saying, well, if your body tolerates them and it's healthy and you're okay with it, why not eat other whole foods, whole nutritious foods that are not processed, and even if they're not on the strict paleo list. And like, for example, I do really, really well with legumes, really, really well. They give me a lot of fiber. They help my blood sugar. I enjoy eating them. They taste great. And I think that they're a good source of protein. And so to completely eliminate legumes for me and then replace it with meat, which my body doesn't handle as well, I don't think that was the right thing for me to do. It was fine for 30 days.
That doesn't make sense.
But not in the long run, you know?
Yeah.
It just, once I got past those 30 days, it just didn't make sense to my body.
Yeah, and I have people do a 30-day paleo reset as well, and I talk about that, outline that in my upcoming book, The Modern Paleo Survival Guide, because I think people can do kind of a reset. It's almost like doing a food elimination diet. You just take out all this stuff that people are potentially sensitive to, and then you can start reintroducing them one by one and see what works for you.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what I've been doing. At least a week, all I ate was vegetables, and I was not worse for not eating protein for that week. But then the next thing that I wanted was that I started kind of nibbling on chicken, but I didn't eat 3 or 4 ounces of it. I ate maybe 1 ounce. I just nibbled on these little pieces of roasted chicken. And then I was willing to eat, you know, a little chicken broth, and it was kind of like coming off a fast or something, you know? And so now I'm just, there was one food that I ate, something that I was eating quite frequently, these wonderful pork sausages from my natural food store, naturally grown pork. You know, you just think, well, here's a healthy natural food store product. But my body didn't like it at all. It made me really tired and irritable and upset. And it took me 3 or 4 days to recover from that. And so, you know, some of these things where, you know, people are eating foods and just thinking, well, this is just kind of my baseline, how I feel, that if you stop eating them, you might be really surprised to see how wonderful you feel. Anyway, so let's go to detox. So tell us why heavy metals and chemicals are the underlying cause of disease. Hello? Wendy, are you there? Ah, well, so I need to let my producer know that we've lost Wendy. Yeah, he's saying, okay, so we're going to get her back on the line. But let's see, what else can I tell you about the paleo diet? I do think the paleo diet is a good place to start. But as I said, don't limit yourself to any one diet. You need to figure out what makes your body feel good. And so one way you can do that is just, you could go on a fast. I once went on a fast, and then I did an elimination diet, and I found out what foods were making me not feel well and which foods did make me feel good. Just recently, as I said, I just ate salad for a week, and I noticed that I felt really, really, really good. And so then I started saying, let me just try one food at a time and try things, you know, like chicken or something that isn't one of the big allergens like soy. Don't try soy or corn or wheat. You know, just kind of stay off the grains and just see what kind of proteins you can add to. I'm sorry, I'm reading and talking at the same time to see. Okay, they're continuing to try to get Wendy back on the line, so you can. You can just keep trying and seeing what kind of foods your body likes to eat. And then what I do is that I just make a list of the foods, and it changes throughout my life. That whatever it is that is the foods that currently are right for me to eat, I make a list of them, and then I say, how can I make these foods delicious? Because taste is a big thing for me. You know, there's something called instinctive nutrition. Wendy was saying earlier that foods that are good for you taste good to you. And there's a whole, you can look this up online, instinctive nutrition, where the whole premise is that your body, whatever is good for your body, will taste good to you. And that only works if you're eating whole foods. You can't say chocolate cake tastes good. So that's good for me. But if you're trying out whole foods, meats, vegetables, fruits, if they taste really good, your body probably needs them. So what I do is that I make a list of the foods that that I have eaten and tried, and I know that they are doing well for me. And then I see how I can put them together or what kind of seasonings I can put on them, how I can cut them up in different ways, what I can do to prepare them to make an interesting and varied diet, because I want things to taste good. If it doesn't taste good to me, then I want to go eat chocolate cake or whatever it is, ice cream. But if you make your healthy diet taste good, something that you look forward to eating, then you'll enjoy eating it, and every part of you will be happy. We're going to go to break, and hopefully we'll have Wendy when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers. Her website is livetoo110.com, livetoo110.com. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Wendy Myers, health and nutrition coach. And she has a website, livetoo110.com. That's livetoo110.com. And if you go there and sign up for her newsletter, you'll get to find out when I'm going to be on her podcast, but also you'll get some free gifts. And one of them is a PDF about how to put together your own modern paleo diet that we've just been talking about. All the information is right there. And she has an upcoming book on that subject, so you'll want to find out about that. Wendy, let's talk about detox. I know that you have some things to say about how heavy metals and chemicals are the underlying cause of disease.
Yes. The more I learn about this, the more I'm completely convinced that nutrient deficiencies and heavy metal and chemical toxicities are the main cause of disease. Of course, there's genetics involved, it's at some point, but really, the metals and chemicals will interplay with our genetics and express different diseases based on our genetic makeup. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it more comes into play. And it's something that when you get sick and you go to your doctor, they're not looking at either of those things. There's a myopia in modern medical care where they're not looking at nutrition and they're not looking at heavy metal and chemical toxicities unless they're acute. They're trained to look at acute metal toxicities, but not the chronic low-level heavy metal toxicities that most people are suffering from.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with nutrient deficiency. When you don't have enough zinc, for instance, in your body, that's what your body uses to repair your arteries and your skin and whatnot, then your body is forced to retain cadmium, which is a very toxic heavy metal that causes kidney disease and cancer, and it's a pollutant in the environment from industrial dumping. And when you don't have enough zinc, your body is forced to retain that and to use that in the enzymatic processes the body uses it to repair the arteries and the skin and other areas of the body where it would normally use zinc, even though zinc is the preferred mineral. It's the preferred patching material for your arteries. And over time, this is one of the biggest causes of heart disease and high blood pressure and hardening of the arteries, is that cadmium is really brittle and it prevents the blood vessels from being able to expand and contract readily, or as well as they would normally contract and whatnot. And that causes these diseases. So that's just one example of how a nutrient deficiency will cause us to accumulate heavy metals. And over time, over many, many decades of nutrient deficient diets and accumulating heavy metals and the 100,000 chemicals that are in our environment today, we eventually develop illness and symptoms and diseases, and it starts with fatigue. When the adrenals become toxic and the thyroid becomes toxic and nutrient deprived, these are the glands that make our body's energy. So when you start to become fatigued, You are, it's because those glands are toxic and your metabolism slows down, and then you have an even reduced ability to detox heavy metals because detoxing takes energy. So yeah. If you don't have enough energy, if you're tired all the time and you're craving sugar and coffee, that's just because your body doesn't have adequate energy supplies. And when it doesn't have enough energy, you are accumulating metals and chemicals because your body doesn't have the
yes.
energy to detox them.
I actually
and
just wrote a whole article about
process.
That.
Over time, people get worse and worse and worse.
I recently wrote a whole
Love
article
it.
About toxic chemicals and adrenals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem. I think most people are in some stage of adrenal fatigue.
I think so too. And one thing that I'll just say. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say that when you go to your doctor, the only remedy they give you is hormone replacement therapy, which does nothing to address the underlying cause of why you have adrenal fatigue in the first place.
Right. Right. When I actually went through adrenal fatigue, I know what it feels like and I know how to recover from it. And one of the things that my nutritionist that I had at the time told me was that when your body is upright, whether you're standing up or sitting up, then it stresses your adrenals. And when you're lying down, your adrenals can recover. And so she told me to just simply lie down. And she gave me a good excuse to just lie in bed all day.
Yeah, that's what I tell my clients. Sit your butt down.
Yeah, but if you're tired, and most people don't know that they have adrenal fatigue, but if you're tired in the afternoon, say, instead of drinking coffee or eating chocolate or something, go lie down. Go just for 15 or 20 minutes. Even that will help your adrenals.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, take a nap or don't drink coffee and eat sugar.
Yeah.
So, you know, when people are craving these things, they're craving them, which many of us do, our bodies are naturally trying to get the energy that it needs. So it's not that people have low willpower or whatnot
no.
when they have voracious sugar and carbohydrate cravings. It's just that they typically have adrenal fatigue and their body's just crying out for quick, easy energy sources. And
But the thing about that is, particularly for adrenals, is if you eat that sugar or you eat carbs, it actually makes your adrenal fatigue worse. So it's like
yes.
this vicious cycle. So this is why, one of the reasons why you want to do all these things that I'm talking about and that Wendy's talking about in order to improve your nutrition, get better food, get better supplements if you need to take them, detox your body in whatever way you choose to do so. Because that's the thing that's really going to break this cycle and is going to get you back on track.
Yeah, and that's what I do exactly with my mineral power program that I designed. It uses a hair mineral analysis, and I'm able to get a peek into your nutritional status and any heavy metal toxicities you have and design a program for you that's gives you the supplements that you need for your body at that time and do diet and lifestyle changes. And you do that long enough, your body heals itself. I mean, it takes 2 to 3 years to detox the bulk of heavy metals from your body and to increase your mineral and nutrient status. But it does work. People heal the focus of the program is healing your adrenals and thyroid and increasing your energy and your mental clarity and your ability to detox. And people are really blown away by what comes out of their body on the program.
Well, there's a lot of junk we're carrying around. Yeah.
Yes.
There's so many different kinds of detoxes. It's interesting to me how they kind of fit together. I know you and I were talking about taking Pure Body Zeolite, which is what I recommend to people. But I also see, and that will remove directly things immediately from your body. And there's also a place to be doing a long-term program like yours as well.
Yeah, I think zeolite's amazing. I think it's a wonderful thing people can do to get really quick results. But that's one thing that for a long-term detox, you really have to increase your nutrient status, especially minerals. I like chelated minerals. And once you start doing that, your body just naturally detoxes and starts pushing out these metals it doesn't need any longer. Like it's actually using these metals for certain processes in the body. And so once people start increasing their minerals, they'll naturally detox as well. But I think zeolite's a wonderful addition to a detox program.
That's so fascinating what you said about the body is using cadmium when it doesn't have zinc. And there's, I'm sure, other things like that going on in the body. It's kind of like in the thyroid, something we've talked about before, where if the body doesn't have iodine, then it uses fluoride. Mm-hmm. And that just, I mean, the thing that I think of when I hear these things is that nature has created our bodies in a way that works, like that we're supposed to have iodine and we're supposed to have zinc and we're supposed to have all these nutrients. And then when we don't, then now we're living in this world where our body, instead of being made out of zinc and iodine, is made out of cadmium and fluoride. It just is like a mutation, you know. It just is. It's kind of to think about that. If I like have a picture of my body where, you know, here's a little cadmium molecule and a fluoride molecule and a this molecule and a that molecule. It's a different body. It's not the body that nature designed. Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, these metals were, you know, they're in the soil. They've been around it. Oh, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Deborah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, so these metals have been in the environment since caveman times. They're in the soil. And but the problem is with modern industry, we have drudged them up all these metals in the environment. We drudge them up. We put them in computers and we put them they're in hydrogenated oils. Nickel is used as a catalyst to infuse, hydrogenated oils. So many people that eat these hydrogenated oils have a lot of nickel toxicity. There's many, many examples that I can talk about, to show you how
we're
we have
at
so
the
much,
end of
so,
the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
we've only
no,
got
great.
20 seconds. So I
well,
want to say
thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being on the show, and I'll have you on again. Hopefully we'll have better transmission next time and we'll be able
yes.
to hear you better. But again, Wendy's website is live210.com, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. Be well.